After a jam-packed week in the National Lacrosse League, there's only one place to be. You're listening to NLL Tonight with Andy McNamara and Carlin Gay.
Philadelphia clinches a playoff berth and Buffalo continues to slide. Welcome to the NLL Tonight, Week 14 on National Lacrosse League Radio Network, presented by Reebok Lacrosse. Andy McNamara with Carlin Gay. Carlin, this is a massive show today. We have Cody Jamison, the Six Nation sensation from the Rochester Nighthawks, as well as the captain and all-star Andrew Suter from the Minnesota Swarm. This is going to be one heck of a program.
This is going to be a heck of a program. I'm excited to talk to both Cody and Andrew.
Absolutely. Well, let's take it. It was a packed week in Week 13 from around the NLL. Let's quickly recap the scores.
Calgary taking a 5-point victory over Minnesota, 15-10. And then Colorado next night on Saturday night, Colorado defeating Rochester, 16-12. So both our guests coming off losses. Interesting. Toronto clinching or getting one step closer to clinching a playoff berth, beating Buffalo. And what's going on in Buffalo? 15-9.
Happening?
And that one, big road win for Toronto. I heard a lot of Rock fans went out there for that one.
Getting back to 500.
Edmonton defeating Minnesota by one goal, 9-8. And Calgary continuing their hot ways, 13-11 over Washington. Not a big win for Calgary, but they're my playoff prediction.
They are.
They're my championship
prediction. You have to stay sharp. Clinching so early can be a curse, Carlin, because you have to stay sharp, Colorado and Calgary.
Well, you're not going to stay too sharp when you play Washington.
Well, that's it's kind of been like that all year.
Buffalo's heading down that path, too.
Well, that's just it, and let's get to the game starting this weekend, Easter weekend, Friday, Good Friday. Who will it be a Good Friday for? Minnesota trying to break a two-game losing streak. It was only a couple weeks ago, Carlin. We were talking about this Swarm Club at 500.
Yeah.
Making a solid play for third and being able to really hold on to that position. But all of a sudden, you see Edmonton at 4-7. Washington at 4-9, knocking on the door. They head into Philadelphia.
Well, first of all, Andy, Washington's not knocking on anyone's door.
Okay, they're at the bottom of the driveway. But they still have four wins. They're still one win behind Minnesota. They head into Philadelphia, who clinched by not even playing on the bye.
What a great way to clinch. You don't take the floor and you get a playoff berth.
They are
congratulations to the Philadelphia Crowleys.
They are Philadelphia 7-5 on the year. And Carlin, we'll talk to Andrew Suter about this, but that's the perils of having a young team. Rochester, very similar in that it's inconsistent. Yep. You have the young goaltenders who came out hot, but as we mentioned, with goaltenders, really in any league that has goalies in between the pipes, it's how those young netminders rebound when the other clubs start figuring out their weaknesses. Do they have a weak glove side? Do they go down too early? And can you overcome those?
And unfortunately for them, they have Calgary and Colorado in those divisions in their division that could figure that out quite quickly.
Yes.
With the amount of snipers that are on that team. For this Minnesota squad, they're in a good spot, though. I mean, they're not going to catch Calgary. They're not going to catch Colorado. But if they can sit in that spot where they are, third place.
But losing to Edmonton, though.
Losing to Edmonton's tough. And Edmonton got to get some victories somewhere. But this league, the parity has been tremendous, absolutely tremendous throughout.
And with Philadelphia at home, I think I almost called them the Crowleys like you. The Philadelphia Wings.
The Crowleys.
With Dan Dawson and Kevin Crowley and Mondorf and the gang,
can we just give him the trophy, Rookie of the Year,
now? No.
Just give it to him.
No.
He deserves it.
Not yet.
His team clinched the playoff.
I'm going with Adam Jones, Mr.
You
Jones.
You've got to be kidding me.
So with Philadelphia in their building, Wells Fargo Center, certainly has been up and down for them in their home barn. They're clicking on all cylinders. Minnesota really needs this game. With Philadelphia clinching, be interesting to see if they show up with the same emotion as they would normally.
Yeah, very interesting to see that. Rochester and Calgary as well. Playing this week.
Other game on Friday.
Should be a huge one. Good Friday. Will it be a good Friday for Rochester? That's a big game if they're able to get that one.
Well, 10-3 Calgary at home. Again, another team that is clinched already. A 16-game schedule. Rochester, we talk about Buffalo. And yes, the Bandits have had their share of troubles. We'll get into that later. My goodness, they've had their share of troubles. However, Rochester's only one win ahead of them.
Only one win, and that's tough.
That's one game ahead. Like,
that's tough. It's right there.
And Carlin, Buffalo has the manpower to overtake, so Rochester needs to put on not just a good performance. They had a good performance against Colorado and lost.
Yeah.
Can they hang with the elite in the West?
Well, they lost one of their key players to a knee injury in Jordan Hall.
Yeah.
ACL gone. So maybe they can rally around something like that and get going.
They didn't last week.
They didn't last week, but maybe they can rally around. Maybe Calgary's looking at this team saying, ah, Rochester, they lost Jordan Hall. They may be a wounded duck walking into our home. This is a game that Rochester could kind of win and use this to springboard as they head towards the postseason.
Well, we'll talk to Cody Jameson later on from the Nighthawks on the parity in the league, but this year, Carlin, you have Toronto now at 6-6, and they look like they're back on track, but a couple weeks ago, it looked like the wheels were falling off, and Rochester were rolling, so it's going to come right down to the wire for positioning in this East Division.
And don't count Toronto out for getting that number one spot in the East Division either.
Well,
they're only a game behind Philly.
And they have been counted out, which is a very good point. So Calgary, the pool and wall, as you call it,
that's it,
and the weapons of Sean Evans again, a similar case to Philadelphia and Colorado.
Not much to say about Calgary. They're rolling right now.
But similar to Philadelphia, will they show up and play the game they need to against a club like Rochester, who is really going after a playoff spot?
I think they will, because they. Right now, you look at the standings, 10-3 on the year. They are tied with Colorado, a Colorado team that got off to a red-hot start. Calgary stayed the course. They have an opportunity to grab that number one seed, all-important number one seed, and make sure that they have home games in the playoffs.
Well, Colorado has had the attention the whole year. They're on the bye this week. And Calgary, you're right, Carl. In the last few seasons, they've had the attention. They won the championship in 2009, don't forget, and been eliminating the West Final.
So they know what it takes.
They know what it takes, and they can just play their game and have let Colorado have all the media spotlight.
Right.
Let everyone talk about John Grant Jr. That's fine. We'll play our game, and we'll see what shows up in Calgary. Moving to Saturday, Edmonton, who I would call it an upset over the Minnesota Swarm at 4-7, heading into Toronto. I'll have that game calling it on the NLL Network. Remember, Carlin, with a win, the Rock make the playoffs.
They will make the playoffs. I'll go ahead and say it, whether they win this game or not.
Yeah.
But this is important for Toronto. This is the last home game of the year
for
the Rock. They got to take care of their home floor advantage. They haven't done it all year.
No.
They have not taken care. No one's scared right now to come into Toronto. They got to put that fear in the rest of the league.
Well, when you look at last year, and the Rock only lost one time at home, the ACC was that feared spectrum. Now they had that long homestead. They had four or five games in a row at home. They did nothing with it.
Yeah.
They've worked and clawed their way back to 500 with Nick Kisbaya Rose.
Nick Rose.
Again.
Watch your back, Nick.
But Nick Rose, Carlin, back-to-back games with wins and only allowed 9 goals to, yes, a struggling Buffalo club, but a Buffalo club with lots of weapons. Nick Rose, my hat is off to you.
There's a lot of Rock fans down there in Buffalo, though. Could have felt maybe like a home game.
He hasn't played a home game yet.
Or the Rock hasn't played a home game. How is the crowd going to receive Nick?
I think they're going to be thrilled. You come up 2-game winning streak. What? He's going to come in as a hero.
Yeah, winning cures everything, I guess they say. Watch your back, Nick. Don't lose. Don't you dare lose.
If you lose, you might be out in Toronto. We never know. So the Edmonton Rush still working hard for a playoff spot against Washington, and it has really been back and forth.
I'm putting you on the spot right now. Who misses? Who misses the playoffs? Edmonton misses the playoffs.
I think Washington is still, despite their struggles, they're still too good to not make the postseason.
That's a bold statement. 4-7 on the year, Edmonton, and they have 2 games in hand on Washington.
It's not going to be easy.
And Washington, if I'm right, doesn't play this week.
They're on the bye.
They're on the bye.
So Washington will be watching that game very closely.
Well, Washington, that's scary.
If Edmonton can come in against an inconsistent Toronto club, Edmonton, another one of those young teams, still held on to Paul Rabel, which baffles me at the trade deadline. Why do you not get anything for a player
like Paul
Rabel?
Their hands are tied.
Get something.
Their hands are tied.
It drives me crazy. But if Edmonton, you have Zach Greer guest on this show.
Right.
You have Aaron Bold in net. We know a hot goaltender can ride you through, as Nick Rose has done in Toronto.
Like a hot pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
You can really ride that bat.
If Edmonton can upset Toronto, that really makes things interesting in the West, because then they would be tied for wins with Minnesota, depending on how they finish up.
Can you imagine Reese Dutch watching this game at home?
Oh boy.
With a Toronto Rock
Clutch
jersey
Dutch
on. Cheering for the Rock.
No way he has blue and red around that house. Let's move to the final game of the week, Philadelphia in doubleheader action. We mentioned earlier they're at 7-5 and have already clinched coming off the bye into Buffalo. And Carlin, this is where we have to talk about Darius Kilgore. Ladies and gentlemen,
He's becoming my favorite guy in the NLL.
He was an amazing guest. And Darius Kilgore, he's a championship coach. He's won titles. He knows how to win. And he's a straight shooter. I loved him on a guest on this program.
So
but
I.
I'll say this. If a Buffalo Bandit player does not show up to the game, check in Darius Kilgore's trunk because he may have killed him. Darius Kilgore is livid with his Bandits. He called them stupid. He said they were pathetic. He said they have no heart.
And that,
Carlin,
didn't help them in the game against Toronto. So what
no.
more can he do? I mean, he's trying
That's
to push
it.
All the right buttons in Buffalo right now, and nothing is working.
No.
He tried to threaten them at the trade deadline.
It worked.
It worked.
Two in a row.
They got two in a row, and that's it. They show
that's
up
it.
At home and in a rivalry game. You don't get any – that's a big game. That's a
yeah.
big-time game.
Yeah. And to get dominated. Let's say how it was, 15-9. You got rocked at home in Buffalo. Nobody comes in and owns the Bandits in Buffalo.
Keeper,
it doesn't happen.
Against a goaltender that hasn't even played much.
And you have Cosmo and Thompson, two tried-tested and true goalies, that it just hasn't worked out in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And the Bandits at 4-7. Could the Buffalo Bandits, for the first, I'm sorry, 4-8 for Buffalo, the first time since Darius Kilgore has been coach, miss the playoffs? Unthinkable? Not anymore.
I don't know.
Not
I mean,
anymore.
You were quick to throw Washington in the playoffs. I'm not quick to count out Buffalo. I have faith in Darius. But if they do,
and
if
Darius
they do
Kilgore, oh boy.
Miss the playoffs, we've got to get Mr. Kilgore on this show.
And over the phone, I do not want to ask Darius Kilgore any questions in person. He's a great coach, but he frightens me.
I don't mind it, but I'm standing behind you. If that's the case, I'm standing behind you, my
oh,
friend.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
what
indeed.
A week it's going to be.
Yeah, what a week indeed. We have big-time show for you.
Huge.
Waiting on hold as we speak. Cody Jameson of the Rochester Nighthawks. We'll talk to him about his squad as they make that playoff push. And all-star Andrew Suter, the captain of the Minnesota Swarm, after him. And then fantasy a little later on.
That's
you are
right.
listening to the flagship show on the National Lacrosse League Radio Network. It is the NLL Tonight.
Hey, this is Cody Jameson of the Rochester Nighthawks, and you're listening to the NLL Tonight.
Back on the NLL Tonight on the National Lacrosse League Radio Network, presented by Reebok Lacrosse, Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay, and we are very happy to welcome to the show star forward from the Rochester Nighthawks, Cody Jameson. Cody, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, hey, this is your second year in the league. Sports fans often talk about and you hear about the sophomore jinx. Now, obviously, you've had a stellar season so far. But going into this year, have you noticed anything different in how other teams have prepared or play against you?
A little bit. I think they're a little bit more focused on me after giving up a couple big players in Willie and Little Levy, but we brought in a couple younger guys with teams don't really know about, with Johnny Paulus and Stephen Keogh. But I think now they're starting to pick up more what those two can do, and starting to pay more attention to them. So it's been a learning curve.
Now you mentioned Johnny Paulus and Stephen Keogh. You being in your second year, this is a very young team, Cody, and most people are looking at you as one of the veterans, even though you're only playing in your second year. Talk a little bit about how you're trying to mentor some of these guys, you being a young guy yourself.
We've all played lacrosse for so long. People talk about that. It's my second year, Steven's first year. People forget he's the same age as me. We played lacrosse all our
right.
lives. Even Johnny's grew up with the game, so it's we're new to the league, but we're not new to the game of lacrosse. So it hasn't been that big of a struggle, helping those guys out. Maybe the little things like, letting them know what goalie tendencies are or who a player is out there, one of the older guys that they don't really know yet. But other than that, they played the game, they've been around it. They don't need to, much teaching.
Now you guys have a 5-7 record on the year heading into your weekend's matchup with Calgary. It's a Calgary team that is red hot right now. But looking at your division, the Eastern Division is very, very tight. There's only really about two games that separates third to first. Talk about the tightness in the Eastern Division and the parity throughout the league. Who is the toughest battle, or who's the toughest opponent heading down the stretch on towards the playoffs?
I think it's been around this league, for as long as I can remember, growing up watching the anybody can win every week, and I think this season just is a true testament of the talent that's in this league, where any team can win on any given night. So to pick a team that's going to be the toughest, it changes from week to week for me. I always I always feel like it's, you know, the team that we're coming up against, I always, you know, think that they're going to be the toughest team that we play, and then the next week comes along and, you know, they're, that team, you know, is just as tough. So I think to pick one team is too tough to do.
We're joined now by Cody Jamieson of the Rochester Nighthawks. Cody, take us back to last May in Prague, Czech Republic, at the World Indoor Lacrosse Championships. I was calling the games. You put on the colors of the Iroquois National. Tell us about your experience at the tournament and what it meant to you putting on the Iroquois uniform.
No, anytime you get to wear your colors, it's you know, it's a big deal. It's you know, a lot of pride and a lot of heritage goes into that. Just knowing, you know, who played on that team before you, who did things, you know, to make it possible that you're even going there. You know, as a lot of lacrosse fans know, we didn't make it to England the summer before for the field championships. So just being able to go, first of all, was a big success for us, a big accomplishment. And you know, everybody on that team knew the significance of you know, what wearing those colors does. So we all just went out there and you know, tried to not leave nothing back. You know, we came so close in Halifax the time before that. You know, we really wanted to come away with the gold, but you know, it didn't fall into place.
Now, Cody, you guys are coming back from last week. You guys played Colorado, tough loss there. A Colorado team that is sitting on top of the West Division, and you're now sandwiched in between a team, Calgary, who was hitting on all cylinders. Both teams already clinched their playoff berth. What can you take away from the Colorado loss that will do you better in the game coming up this weekend against Calgary?
You know, I think, you know, each week we've been getting better. The week before that, you know, we didn't really play our best game, and we didn't even battle back, which is a sad thing. You know, when you start to get down and the team starts to go on runs like that against you, you know, you got to find a way to, you know, to minimize that run, to create a spark on your own. And the week before that against Toronto, we didn't seem to do that. Positive note against Colorado, we were down by, you know, 5 or 6 or 4 or whatever it was. And, you know, we battled back and stuck together as a team, and, you know, we ended up tying up the game late there. So that's a positive for us, is, you know, just getting better every week is what we're striving to do. You know, Colorado's, you know, obviously a great coach team. They got great players. You know, we tied it up, and they, you know, they slowed the game down, slowed the momentum down. You know, and they did what they had to do to win, and we didn't adjust. So we just got to get back at it, and you know that we're coming close, we're gelling.
Well, Cody, one last question for you here. It comes from Twitter, from @JMacTravel. Heading into Calgary, what are a couple of the key factors you have to focus on and the Nighthawks have to focus on against the Roughnecks?
You know, I think the one big thing is handling their defensive pressure for our offense. You know, they're really fast, really athletic defense, and you know, I haven't played them yet in my career, but I've only you know, heard about it through all the other players that they're, you know, they're really aggressive and they like that pressure style of defense. And you know, we've had a little bit of trouble with that over the past with Toronto's and Buffalo's, but you know, we're going to have a hard week of practice going over, you know, what the game plan is. Defensively, you know, Calgary's just a great team. You know, they're going to have their hands full. Our defense, you know, with their great guys, you know, Jeff Shatler, Dane Doby, a little heavy, you know, he's going to want to, you know, stick it to us. And, you know, Curtis Dixon, you know, the list goes on and on with that team. So I think, you know, defensively they're going to have their hands full, and we just got to, you know, play our game and, you know, play it for a full 60. We've seen glimpses of it from game to game. You know, we play 40 minutes, we play 45, we play 50. I think we got to try and do our best to, you know, put a whole game together. And you know, hopefully it'll work out for us.
And one more thing before we let you go, Cody. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention, of course, the loss of Jordan Hall with the ACL going down again. Such an important player on the transition and a scoring threat. Talk a little bit about what his departure means to the club from not just on the floor, but a leadership aspect, and what Rochester really has to do to step up and fill those shoes.
Yeah, I think anybody that knows Jordan knows what he brings to the table. You know, it's something that our team's really, really going to miss, but I think that leaves an opportunity for someone else to step up and, you know, try their best to fill his shoes. Obviously, he's been around the league for a while, and, you know, we all know how talented he is at what he does. But I think that just leaves a spot, you know, obviously for someone to get in and show the team what they can do to help us, and, you know, show the coaching staff, you know, that they deserve to be there. you know, it sucks that it had to happen. You know, you never want an injury to happen, but, you know, he's a pretty athletic guy. Yeah, I know he'll come back stronger than ever. And, you know, I know he's hoping the best for us, just the same with him. So I think, someone's going to just have to step up and take his role.
Without question, and many around the league believe your team can fill that void with a bunch of young talent on your squad. You guys should be okay as you head towards the playoffs. Thanks so much, Cody, for joining us here.
Okay, thank you.
Cody Jameson of the Rochester Nighthawks, his team heading into Calgary. A big-time matchup. We go from one All-Star to another. Andrew Suter, captain of the Minnesota Swarm, is up next. You are listening to the NLL Tonight on NLL Radio.
This is Andrew Suter, captain of the Minnesota Swarm, and I'm happy to be on NLL Tonight.
Back here on the NLL Tonight, thanks to our guest previously, Cody Jameson of the Rochester Nighthawks, but we are very excited to welcome now to the show captain of the Minnesota Swarm and starter in the 2012 All-Star Game, Mr. Andrew Suter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
All right, how's that for an intro, huh? Not too bad?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, yeah.
Rolling out the red carpet. Well
only
deserved.
Only the best year of this on the NLL radio. Okay, so, Andrew, young team this year. Lots of excitement in Minnesota, especially in the goaltending department. Tyler Carlson, Evan Kirk, coming in after a rough start, and the veteran goaltending era was over, and these two jostling back and forth. And a young club overall, talk about a bit of the youth movement in Minnesota, and especially with a couple of hot young goaltenders coming in to this Swarm club this season.
Oh, the two kids in net have been awesome. Evan and Tyler consistently push each other and continuously work with and against each other to improve their game every week. And, it's also good that both of them have the ability to come in off the bench cold and, you know, jump in there and do what's needed to try to get the W there. And, I think what we did this year in Minnesota was one with a young, fast group. And what Mr. John Arlotta did was give kids an opportunity that I know a lot of teams may not think deserved it. And he's coming in running, and we're just trying to run and gun and be as fast and entertaining as we can.
Now, you mentioned the two young goaltenders there. Actually, Andy mentioned in this question in between Tyler Carlson and Evan Kirk. Andrew, be honest with me right here and the rest of the lacrosse nation. Who is the guy? Who is the man starting in keeper? Who do you guys need to have in net heading towards the playoffs?
I honestly wish I could tell you. I don't know. They're still battling. And
come on, Andrew.
I'm telling you. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. They're just flip-flopping. So whoever gets that chance and is going to steal it, I don't know if you'll see it in the next couple of weeks or not. But right now it's just a constant flip-flop.
Well, Andrew, heading in to last weekend, a tough West road trip, and of course, coming with youth and excitement can come inconsistency. 15-10 loss to Calgary and 9-8 being down by Edmonton. You mentioned yourself being quoted, it's not good enough. Can you explain a little bit about the two matches out West, what you feel went wrong and what needs to be improved on heading in to this week?
Definitely our starts. Our starts have been, we're coming out of the gate here slow, and you know, it's not in this league. Everyone's got a great team and great players, and you can't come from behind at all times. So, you know, coming from behind has been killing us and battling. We're definitely a team that's going to battle. But moving forward here, just, you know, we're back getting more excited, and, you know, refueling the tanks, refueling the energy here. And, you know, we're just going to have to run, gun, and, you know, find the back of the net and keep them out. And I think to be successful, let's just get back to playing our game.
Now, you guys are playing a tough squad in Philly this week, heading into the Wells Fargo Center out there in Philadelphia. Very tough venue to play in. What do you guys need to do to kind of get a victory out of the team that, A, has already clinched the playoffs, and you guys wanting to do the same?
I definitely try to slow down Dan Dawson and Kevin Crawley. Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to say.
Yeah.
But now we got to try to do it. So, you know, I got to worry about those two guys. And, you know, they got a great transition game in Max Seabold, David Brock, all those guys back there too. So, and one of my personal favorites, Brandon Miller, is an unbelievable goalie. So for us to be successful, I think we got to have our offense getting back together, hopefully get Benesch back this week. And then we have to just chip in with, you know, goals. I think we need maybe five from our back door, maybe five tranny guys chip in with some.
I'm glad you mentioned Ryan. Ryan has been out with an injury, but he's back this week. You mentioned stopping a Dan Dawson and Kevin Crowley. Watching opposing teams trying to stop Ryan Benesch, what have you seen? And he's still been able to kind of put the ball in the back of the net whenever he really wants to. One of the most dynamic players in the league. How great is it watching him play some of the times that you're either on the floor or on the bench watching this guy perform?
It's a really good feeling. I mean, just knowing our first game against Edmonton, you know, you saw him go out on the floor in overtime. He's just thinking in your head, all right, it's over. As soon as Benny gets the ball, it's over. Like, he's a big time player, and more than anything, he's a great guy. He's working hard, and he deserves everything he gets. And like you said, he can put the ball in the net almost at will with time and space. So hopefully he finds that time and space this weekend and maybe goes off for a couple, since he owes us for taking the weekend off.
Great point. We're joined now, Andrew Suter, captain of the Minnesota Swarm. You can follow him on Twitter, at Suits20. Speaking of Twitter, Andrew, we have a question via Twitter from at Dane2Go. What music do you listen to get pumped up before a game?
I'm more of a rap and hip-hop guy. A lot of Mac Miller, J. Cole.
There you go.
Yeah, so just keep it kind of hard, and I guess is the word, and, you know, get into it pretty good. Upbeat music.
Well, the Country Music Awards were last night. I was hoping you didn't say anybody like
Taylor Swift.
Brooks or Taylor Swift or anything like that.
Oh, no, that's during the week.
There you go. Not before games. Not before games. Andrew Suter, captain of the Minnesota Swarm. His team heads into Philadelphia this week to take on the Philadelphia, as I like to call them, Crowleys. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck this week.
No, thanks a lot for having me, and talk to you guys soon.
That is Andrew Suter, captain of the Minnesota Swarm. When we come back, it is all about fantasy. Fantasy time here on the National Lacrosse League Radio Network. You are listening to the NLL Tonight.
Back on the NLL Tonight, special thanks to our guests, Andrew Suter of the Minnesota Swarm and Cody Jamison of the Rochester Nighthawks. Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay. Follow us on Twitter at AndyMC81 and at Carlin Gay. Carlin, it is fantasy game time in the NLL. Who is your hotshot pick of the week?
Hotshot pick of the week. I know I gush over him all the time. Kevin Crowley of the Philadelphia Crowleys.
Again with Crowley.
Once again, I'm picking him this week. He's going to have a big time week as his team takes on the Buffalo Bandits and double action, also the Minnesota Swarm.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you have to pick which game you want Crowley in, against Minnesota or versus Buffalo. My hot shot pick is Andrew Suter. We just heard from him. $12, 152 points on transition. You're not going to get a better value than that. 12-150, you can make all the kitsy sounds you want. Andrew Suter on transition. Take him. Who's your freezer burn, Carlin?
Smooching up to Andrew Suter. Aaron Bowl is my freezer burn. He's oh so cold. He's going to be going up against Toronto. Last home game of the year for Toronto. They should come out guns blazing.
I totally disagree with you on that one. Freezer burn, Cody Jamison. Yes, he was our guest. The Six Nation sensation. But when he goes up against teams like Calgary with their defense and how they push back on offense, Cody Jamison, he's been chilly. He might lead the team in scoring from time to time, Carlin, but it will only be 2 to 4 points. Stay away from Cody this week.
Best defensive team in the league is Calgary. Thanks so much to Andrew Suter of the Minnesota Swarm for coming on. Cody Jamison of the Rochester Nighthawks for coming on as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, AndyMC81 and at Carlin Gay. We will see you next week. Tweet us your questions and enjoy the week, folks.